This podcast is presented to you by Pastor Bill Shear and Gutch Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. For more information, please visit gutchchurch.com.
Hey, what month are we in? Man, what's so awesome is what these guys just did is they led us into victory. You know, the children of Israel, they'd assemble their army and they'd put their musicians like this out in front. You know why? Battle was already over. Battle already been won. Man, you know what? And at the bottom line is we go into our battles with a garment of praise. Guess what? Doesn't have any spirit of heaviness around it. You know why? Because we put on a garment of praise and it absolutely illuminates and darkness has to go. See, we've got to understand that. We've got to be who God's called us to be. In Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 2nd verse, it says, "The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." The law of sin of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Has made me free. Past tense. You might say, well, man, I don't feel like it. We don't live by how we feel. Well, it just doesn't look like it. We don't live by sight. We live by faith. Man, we live by a right response to what God's already done. I'm telling you, you are seated in heavenly places in Christ. It's no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. Man, Christ in you, the anointed one. Man, it's God's grace personified, lives on the inside of you. It's a game changer. Man, that's why now it's like, wait a second, I got to wake up. It's time to march. It's time to take new ground. Let me ask you this. How long are you going to live with a lid in your life? How long are you going to live constrained? How long are you going to live limited? Let me tell you, some of you guys are young. You know what the world, you know what the world does? The world fabricates restraint into our lives. You know what? What's funny is every 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, what are you going to be when you grow up? There's no limit. It's not the sky's the limit. There's no limit. Man, I remember as a kid, man, friends say, man, I'm going to be an astronaut. I'm going to be a fireman. Man, I'm going to be a pro athlete. Whatever it is, just whatever you could dream, it's like it's all in front of you. But what happens? Man, the world begins to build this constriction around you. Man, we've got to keep, we have to set our mind on the things above. Otherwise, the mindset of the world, that can't be done. I'm telling you, you find God's promise in his word, you see his word, you believe it in your heart, you confess it with your mouth, the Bible says nothing will be impossible to you. All you got to do is believe it, receive it, confess it. That's it. Man, you receive it into your life. You take ownership of it. Man, too many people take ownership of sickness. Too many people take ownership of debt. Man, it's a huge, man, oh my gosh, man, I got a huge victory. Man, they okayed my loan. Oh my gosh, think about the constrictions that are built into your life that God didn't intend for them to be. Man, there's people that you see and you become a Christian and you know that God's the Redeemer and you know that God's made provision and you know that the atonement has paid the price for your sin and your sickness, the whole deal. And you run into somebody in a wheelchair. How many of you guys know somebody in a wheelchair? They're paralytic or they're crippled and they're in a wheelchair. And it's like, oh, I feel so bad for them. Oh, man, if they could just get out of that chair. But hold it. Let's start in the house first. What about you and me? What about our emotions? I mean, how many people just play the church game and are just riding out being emotionally being crippled? Man, well, I'm hurt, man. You don't know what I've been through. No, you don't. But let me tell you, I'll just tell you, we've got to become a moving target. We've got to run as one who wins. We've got to, if you just hold and you just stand pat and you just hold where you are, I'll tell you what, the world will stomp a mud hole in you. Man, these guys right here, man, they're not looking not to lose. Is that a not to lose attitude to you? Man, or is it, wait a second. It doesn't matter who's in front of us. Man, it doesn't matter. Man, the Bible says this, a thousand may fall at your left side and 10,000 at your right. Man, you look at it, you know what? We can get all jittery, we can get all squeamish about it because of the economy, because of politics, because of all the rumors that are out there in the media. It doesn't matter. All that matters is what God has promised. And I'm telling you, it's March. Man, it's time for us to see, it's time for us to be who God's called us to be without any excuses or explanations. Man, Paul boldly it goes with the flow of that chapter and the book that he wrote in Philippians, but let me tell you, it's a standalone verse now. A standalone verse in my life is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's not I who live. Man, the very power of God. Do you understand? The impossible has already happened. That means it's not impossible anymore. Jesus walked out of that tomb. Man, I'm telling you what we're marching to this month. We're marching to Easter. Easter's the last Sunday of this month. We're marching to resurrection. I'm telling you, it's time for families to turn around. It's time for finances to turn around. It's time for businesses to turn around. It's time for our lives to turn around. And guess what? And be the people that God has seated in heavenly places in Christ. And not emotionally crippled and mentally, things distorted. I don't know what to believe anymore. Oh, but I hurt so bad. Man, we understand all that. But guess what? God will give you beauty for ashes. We serve a God who calls those things which be not as though they were. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Free to win. 2 Corinthians 2:14 is very clear. But thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ. But guess what? It's got to be personal. And you've got to seize it. And you've got to set your face like flint. You've got to not shy away from the battle anymore. The battle belongs to the Lord. Man, we're marching to battle. Man, we put our praise in front of us, our thanksgiving in front of us. Guess what? We've just given God the battle. I'm telling you, God's faithful. The God of the Bible is a winner. That's all he does is win. And guess what? We're marked with him. We're named with him. He's given us his promise, his word. He's given us his word. He has bound us to him. But you know what I've got to do now? I have to apprehend. I have to lay hold of that which is laid hold of me. You know why you're here right now? God's grabbed you. Bible says nothing can snatch you out of the Father's hand. Nothing. Oh, attacks, armies, pestilence, nakedness, nothing can separate us from the Father's love. And love never fails. I'm hidden in Christ. Oh, I'm under attack. Yeah, he's just blindly throwing general stuff at you, hoping you're just going to be deceived into receiving it. The Bible says this, have the faith of God. Have the God kind of faith. We serve a God who calls those things which be not as though they were. Gives life to the dead. Have the faith of God. And say to that mountain, I'm telling you, you got a mountain in your life right now? You got something hovering over you right now? Alcohol, liquor, porn, perversion, hatred, defeat, man, sickness. Man, there's a spirit of infirmity that camps over people's lives. They can't think straight. They can't see. Everything factors through that. That becomes the lens of their life. But you say to that mountain, that thing that's trying to hover over you, be removed and be cast into the sea. And don't receive any doubt in your heart, because that doubt's going to come, because that's what the enemy does. He throws doubt at you. He can't read your mind. He just knows when there's unrejected doubt that he's thrown at you. He knows that it's there. And you know what he does? Piles on. Don't raise your hand, but how many of you guys feel like it's just piling on? I'm telling you, it's not up to anybody but you. God's given you control of your life. The Bible says no weapon formed against you will ever prosper, yet everything you put your hand to will. That word prosper is that you have control of it. Don't buy into you not having control of your own destiny, because who does? But listen, you got to look at the platform. You're seated in heavenly places in Christ. Like a sitting president, like a sitting king, that you're seated in a place of authority. See, that's what that seated, that's what that term is. There's authority now in your life. And you know what? It's a name above every name. The Bible says, now listen to this. This is what's cool. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Listen, to bring glory to God. See, we look at it about the knees bowing and the tongues confessing. It's like, oh my gosh, that's cool. But you know what? The B side of that verse, to bring glory to God. To bring glory to God. That's what our lives are about now. I'm here to take new ground and glorify God. Can I glorify God? These guys here, they're representing their country. It's a tiny little island. We represent the King of Kings. We represent the Lord of Lords. We represent the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And I'm created in Christ Jesus for good works. Or I could buy into the deception and just make excuses. I'm telling you, everything points to this being accurate. This isn't just wishful thinking. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. God's never going to be against you. That's what you have to understand. Sir, God's never going to hold back from you. The Bible says that his strength hasn't diminished and his arms haven't shortened. He's always going to deliver for you. You know why? The promise of God isn't a promise he's just made. It's a promise he has kept. But you know what? We hear stuff and we begin to believe things that are contrary to God's promise. It seems real. When the word says everything you can see is temporal, what you can't see is eternal. We cannot believe in what we have to believe what God's promised. Everything you see that's visible, it came from the invisible. And the invisible came from words. Man, the words that you received into your life or the words that you spoke into your life is what's led you to where you are. Man, this is 32 and a half years of me saying I'm the head and not the tail. Life will not pin me, ever. I'm above and not beneath. See, you have to look at it. You got to go, wait a second. Man, I don't see it. Let me just tell you. I see it in God's promise. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Made me free of the law of sin and death. Man, sin and death try to camp in our lives, and we act like we have no control over anything. Man, you say to that mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, don't receive any doubt in your heart. You have whatever you say. It's time to march. Man, and you begin to march, and you're like, and you know what? Man, that camp of pity, and that camp of rejection, and that camp of sorrow, and that camp of depression, when I'm leaving that camp, guess what the last thing I'm going to do leaving that camp? I'm forgiving them. I'm getting up. I forgive you. God, I just thank you right now for my purpose. You know what Paul said? Not that I've attained, not that I've perfected, but one thing I do, one thing, forget which is behind me. I forget what's behind me, and I press toward the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. You ask me what I'm doing today? I'm pressing, man. You ask me where I'm going today? The high call of God in Christ Jesus. How are you going to get there? I'm going to press. How are you going to get there? How's it going to happen? I'm not looking back. I'm looking ahead. The Bible says that anybody who grabs that plow and looks to the left or the right isn't worthy of the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. You can't move your head. Because let me tell you, you begin to move it. Now in your periphery, you see back a little bit. You move it a little more. Now you can see what's behind you. And you know what it does? It stops you. Man, there's a highway that God set in front of you. It's called the highway of holiness. It says sin can't travel on it. There's a highway God's given you, the highway of holiness, that nothing on that highway can separate you from God. And then, listen, here's what God does. You know, you get up, man, you guys that are beginning new ventures, and you think, okay, I'm in my lane. I got to stay in my lane. I got to tightrope my, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm tightroping my lane. Look at this. I got some balance. It's a balancing act. You got to balance this life. You know what? You can't balance it. You just have to prioritize it. You want to keep a balance in your life? How many of you guys want to have a balance in your life? Put God first. Put God first. Keep covenant first. Have your spouse second. Everything else will work out. Trust me. Fellas, you got kids in here that are acting a fool. You just need to love their mama. You need to prefer their mama. You need to honor your wife. And you know what? It'll teach them to. Man, what does the Bible say? Honor your wife so that your prayers aren't hindered. Why? And then what does it say to kids? Honor your father and mother that your days will be long on this earth. Man, that's how they do it. Man, Taylor doesn't bring honor to Sandy. I slap him and then I go and repent. Because he learned from somewhere. And the Bible said, don't be moved by the blueness of their wounds. They get big enough, you just jack them. I got a funny story, but I got to keep going. We've got to march. The Bible says, okay, picture this. How many guys can picture something in your mind? Let me see. Okay, picture this. God's blessings, here's what he does. He daily loads you with benefits. You don't have any capacity to carry anything but benefit now. Because you know why? He's loaded you with benefit. You can't carry anymore. Anything other than the benefit that he daily loads you with. That's all you can carry, number one. Number two, his blessings come upon you and overtake you. See, and you could look at that. If you're stationary, you're thinking, oh, it comes upon me and it overtakes me and I'm just living in this blessing. And that's not what it means. The mental picture that you have to have of that is his blessings come upon you and then overtake you. And now what's in front of me? Blessings. What am I pursuing? Blessings. What am I following? Blessings. What am I going after? Blessings. That's all I could see is blessings. Why? Because my eyes are out front. I'm pressing toward the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Those blessings are in front of me. They have overtaken me. They're leading me now. I'm letting blessing. You go into a meeting tomorrow. You got an appointment. You're gonna buy a building. Guess what? That blessing is leading you. Unless you turn your head. Unless you look back. Well, this is what they've said about me. And this is my track record, and this is the experiences that I've had. And this is, and you know what? There's not one person in here that's gonna ask you that. Hey, Chucky, stand up. Chucky right there, let me tell you, that sucker has a history. That sucker has a background. That sucker has a rap sheet. Guess what? God doesn't care. So guess what? I don't care. Because you know what God does? He remits his rap sheet. He remits his background. He remits his experiences like they never happened. Nobody cares. Doesn't matter. It's just where you are and where you're going. And let me tell you something. That guy right there is a thoroughbred. You know what I've done? I've hooked my wagon to him. You know what? I hired him for one reason. For four reasons. He's happy. He hustles. He's early. And he's a connector. Ask me what he does. I don't know. I pay him a lot of money. You know why? He's happy. He hustles. He's early. And he's a connector. How many of you guys in this room are directly connected with Chucky? Let me see your hands. Dear God. See, that's the strength of our lives. It's not how good our penmanship is. It's not us carrying a note. I do not care if little Mandy up here, who got married, is pitchy. I'm not Fat Randy on American Idol. I'm not. Fat Randy will say, oh, he's pitchy. I'm looking at him, I'm thinking. I'm not Fat Randy. I don't care how pitchy. You know all I want her to do? March. You know why? I'm marching behind her. You know why? We're going to victory. That's what this is. That's all this is. There's only one thing that can stop you. Look back. You don't look back, you win. You hear me? These guys hooked up with Paul. How much time do I have? Dadgummit! I got you here. I'm going to tell you. These guys hooked up with Paul. You know what they said? Oh, Elisha hooks up with Elijah. Elisha says, I want to go with you. He goes, okay, you can. But you got to come now if you want to follow me. He said, hold it. I got to go kiss my mom and dad goodbye. Then I'm going to follow you. He went back and kissed his mom and dad and said goodbye. He went out. He slaughtered his oxen and his bulls and his cattle, and he burned his plows. And he fed everybody. And he hooked up with Elijah. Because you know what Elijah said to him? You go where I go. You see what I see. You do what I do. When we get there, you'll have it. Where are we going again? You know what Paul said? What you see me do, you do. What you hear me say, you say. Let's go. We can't make this up as we go along. We've got to be one voice, one heartbeat. There's people God's called to carry millions from the marketplace to the kingdom. See, the Bible says the wealth of the wicked will be laid up for the just. You guys heard that? We're thinking there's all these wicked people out there that are piling up money and they're going to flip us the keys. That's not what it is. We're not pursuing the wealth. We're pursuing God. You pursue God, guess what you get? The wealth. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all that stuff will be added unto you. You're just a conduit. You're not doing it to get rich. You're already rich. You're a Christian. You're doing it so that there's meat in our Father's house. You're doing it because it brings glory to God. The world hates successful Christians. I love it. We're not going to flinch. We're not going to cower. We're going to set our face like flint. And we're going to march. And that promises a win.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Guts Church podcast. For more information on our service times, please visit gutschurch.com.